Welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. What's my time? I forgot.
Come on.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be straight up here, yeah, guys. This is a re-record because we have to cut the intro, but we have to react to it the same way.
This is fake, bro. Like, this is the fake. First time we've done was pure, bro. This is like, yeah, come on.
All right, so guys, so,
I'm happy though. I'm happy. It's sunny outside. So.
Yeah, it's light outside as well. So
a nice Sunday morning or slash afternoon.
Yeah,
we're here.
So guys, so obviously. Let's talk about this. So we're going to do another show for you in a week as well. It's going to be two this week, so it's good. It's been a while since we've done more than one in a week as well. But yeah, so the reason why we're doing that is because it concerns especially football fans that would follow football or just people in general that follow. Obviously, there's been some disturbing scenes that's come out on social media a few hours ago in early hours of the morning surrounding footballer Mason Greenwood. We're not going to go in that today. We're going to wait until any further developments because there's more things need to come out before we feel like it's appropriate to talk about it. But he's been involved in allegations of abuse with his ex-girlfriend, Harriet. And there's been images on social media. We'll cover that during the week when there's been some updates around the cases. Manchester United have made an official statement. Apart from that, we'll leave it at that for now. And then you can tune in during the week. But anyway, man, how you been, man? Like, I'm just
pumped. Good. I'm wearing the whole grey through my tracks here. I feel like I'm about, you know, Rocky Balboa about to do my run.
Yeah, I did. You done run? Well, you say run. I went. I did hit cardio yesterday, man. So my abs and legs are hurting, man.
Yeah, man, no, let's get straight into it, bro. The reason why, you know, we're doing a little couple feints and all that, bro. Oh, yes, the Gypsy King. Versus the Body Snatcher.
Bro, I've been waiting
for this fight for a good 3 years. I'll say good three fucking years, man. And finally, it looked like it's official. It's happening. We just ain't got a start date yet. I mean, we just ain't got a date yet. Or the venue, but I think it's going to be in the UK definitely. Obviously, we just don't know if it's going to be Wembley or Cardiff, wherever, man. But
Hold on a second. Let's take it back a bit. So when that's been announced, I saw that on Instagram, and the reason why I was skeptical, I didn't see a date. Now, this is obviously regarding Dillian White and Tyson Fury, like you, as you said, but I didn't see a date for the match. There doesn't always have to be a date, but I just know that there's like a history of like he was announced to fight him before, and then because Dillian White, for boxers that don't know, you know that he always looks as if he's being like taken a piss out of and done dirty when it comes to his fights. He has to like bend over backwards to get mandatory fights for title fights with the number one or two in the world, and it seems unfair on him. And then there was an announcement before that he was going to do it. Then it seemed like it wasn't going to happen, and now it's also it's going to happen, but there's no date. Does that concern you a bit?
It does concern me, but I think when Fury beat Wilder,
yeah.
Dillian White was now mandatory to fight for the WBC title. Yeah. The only discretion there was because I think Dillian White took the WBC to arbitration or something.
Yeah, that's correct.
There's some court battles and all that behind the scenes and all that. That's what that was all lay up and like all delay and all that shit. But I think it's happening. The only thing that took so long as well, another reason, because of the purse bids, isn't it? The splits and all that, 3-1, 80-20. And 70-30 and all that. And I think it went to purse bids on Thursday. Frank won the purse bids. And so, yeah, man, it's happening, baby.
But also,
it looks like that. We're boxing, you never know. But
then the thing is, didn't they say that Tyson Fury said that he will never fight the UK again? So, what if
it's... He says a lot of things, man. He's a walking contradiction. And so, let's just hope he does, isn't it, man? Because this is a fight, yeah. This is a fight for the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though how great the third fight with him and Wilder was, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was a fight for the fans, because we've seen it already.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we got it, but we've already seen
it. If anything, we were surprised. It turned out to be a good fight. Yeah, we were.
I would say that was fight of the year, and I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. You could even say that was fight of the year. Even his previous opponents, like what's his name? Ruda Fury, the guy who busts up Fury's eye. What's his name?
Ortiz.
Not Ortiz.
Who?
My man. Oh, what's his name, bro? He busted up his eye. It was a fight in Vegas. It was like he done like a couple like sort of warm up fights after the first Wilder fight. Otto Wallin and Thomas Schwartz and all that.
Oh, bust up Fury's face.
Yeah, they bust up.
Yeah, I know. He's German, like, isn't he? A German guy.
Yeah. One's a German and one's Swedish, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, they're not like fights for the fans. Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
Do you know, even Usyk and AJ, you could arguably say it's not a fan fight. Yeah.
But now all of a sudden it is.
Even though Usyk is like a supreme boxer and all that, obviously the rematch, that will be a fight for the fans. Yeah. It's not like, I see like with different sports or different organizations like UFC, yeah, I feel like they specifically put on fights for the fans.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like money fights, prize fighting. You know what I'm saying? It's like the best, you will see the best versus the best. Yeah. Because obviously it's all under one brand, one promoter, stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? So there's a lot more control in it. Yeah. I think that's why a lot of boxing fans get frustrated with the sport of boxing, man, because you've got all these different governing bodies, WBC, WBA, WBO. So these conflicts, and you know, like they got paid, like the fighter. I knew this was quite some time actually. The fighters, they got paid like sanction fees to keep the belts.
What?
So if you're like a holder of the WBA, WBO, WBC belt, yeah, you need to pay to keep to retain that belt. I think.
Pay? What do you mean? What do you mean to pay?
You got paid the governing body. So like WBC, for example, they're a governing body, yeah. So you got to pay them sanction fees to like keep to make sure you're still world champion.
And if you don't, what happens?
I think they can strip it from your side.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's just true, man.
You know what?
Don't make me doubt what I'm saying.
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm not trying to make you doubt. Do you know what that is? When you think about boxing, this history of the sport, yeah, you can't even be fully surprised if that is actually true.
Yeah. Oh, so the promoters have to pay an annual registration fee, which is in the range of 7,000. For furthermore, for every fight, they have to pay between 5,000 and 25,000. So it's either the boxer's promoter or the actual boxer itself needs to pay like a fee. Whereas, like,
it just sounds
because obviously the sport of boxing has been around for so long, yeah. It's still like in some aspects, it's still stuck in the dark ages. Like, I even saw a video this morning of Frank Warren. I think that Jake Paul retweeted it, and Eddie Hearn tweeted Jake Paul. It was a basic clip of Bob Arum saying like, "Oh, pretty much saying, oh yeah, no one really pays attention to like women's boxing, blah blah blah." It's like comparing the Premier League to like women's football and all that. And then Jake Paul tweeted out saying, "Oh, look at this dinosaur." Pretty much, I was like, "Yeah, man, some aspects of the sport is still stuck in the Stone Age." Do you know what I'm saying? I like, that's what I'm saying, like, well, going back to UFC, man, I like the fact that it's under one brand, one... Now, UFC are not perfect in it, yeah? They've already been around for, like, about 29 years, I believe. Yeah, 1993, they've only been around for just under 30 years, yeah? And there's still holes in their game. And there's even disputes between, like, fighters paying with that. Yeah, but just from a fan's perspective, man, I feel like 9 times out of 10, if you want to see McGregor fight A, you're going to see that, yeah? You're going to see Poirier fight B, you're going to see that. With boxing, it's a whole palaver. Do you know what I'm saying?
The thing with the boxing, yeah, it's like, I don't, like I said, you see, because there's so much money. Let's take an example. So Francis Ngannou is from USC, is considering boxing. And it's talk of him fighting Tyson Fury. There's talk of him potentially fighting Tyson Fury, yeah? Now, he mentioned he's openly, he's like, look, like, the money is to be made in the boxing. And if we're honest, apparently I'm hearing, not obviously UFC, they have money, but not money like compared to boxing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Like, he's now transitioning. So these people that are doing these things, like, it makes sense that the boxing people, it's a big business, and especially on a certain from a certain division, certain divisions of sport hold more money than the other. Like the heavy.
You know what? Yeah, you say that. Yeah, I think it's a bit of a myth though, because I think it is shown that money can be made in UFC, in MMA. It's just the fighters, like, it's all about marketing and branding, man. Look at McGregor, man. Like the rich, I think he was the richest athlete on Forbes last year or the year before. Yeah, like obviously that wasn't purely from his MMA career, from other ventures and all that. Obviously, like the whole him fighting Mayweather, that's where he got the big lump sum of money in it. Yeah,
with 2017.
I feel like in 2017. Yeah, but I think it can be made, fam. It's just about marketing and how you branch yourself. A lot of UFC fighters, yeah, they're like. They're amazing in the octagon, man. Like, they're, you know what I'm saying? That war is in it, man. Like, the fights, like, from an aesthetic point of view, entertaining, fam. But outside of that, they can't really brand themselves. They can't really market themselves. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just about bringing the eyes towards the sport. Now, a few years ago, probably about 10, 15 years ago, a lot of people were ignorant towards the UFC MMA. It's, like, it's got a lot of flack for it's like, oh, it's cage fighting, it's brutal, it's barbaric or whatever. Like, you couldn't fight in the state of New York before 2016 for MMA.
I didn't even know that.
You couldn't do no MMA fan, no UFC, no other MMA promotions. So if you were
someone that was from New York, yeah, and you wanted to become an MMA fighter, you couldn't. You have to leave your city.
You can obviously like train there, and they've got like MMA gyms there and all that stuff. But to actually like a sanctioned fight, yeah, you'd have to come out of the state of New York.
And that's only in
2016. Because it was seen as like a barbaric sport, because obviously the money that's been made and all that. See, as long as there's money, it's not barbaric anymore. Yeah, you make this much. Wait, you go to Vegas. Have you seen like a UFC night in Vegas, bro? Yeah. Out of this world, innit? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's probably like a Tyson fight in like the 90s, isn't it? Yeah. When MMA comes to town in Vegas. And it's like obviously you got two high profile fighters fighting each other, yeah? So, yeah, do you know what? I believe it's a bit of a myth. My money can be made. The thing is, with Ngannou, he is in a shit contract right now with UFC. I think he already made about 500 grand for his last fight. So.
Which is a lot of money, which.
For a world class athlete like that, that's not enough.
I know. That's what I'm going to say. Let me sum up.
Jesus. Yeah, for average Joe, for me, give me 50.
No, do you know what? You know what it is, yeah? Because you see how these Americans are think? American people, they're very different from us. Like, entrepreneurship and business get celebrated in America way more than this country, yeah? So, yeah. People need to understand it's a capitalist society. Yeah, I know we're going a bit off topic, yeah, but it translates into other things, society in general, and things around it translates into society. So if you're doing a sport and you're saying things like it's combat sport, with boxing, it's just you use your hands, but if you can be kicking people, throwing them up, elbows, knee, bruv, that's some brutal stuff, and you're probably thinking you're only getting like. And you're making the same amount of money as flipping, I don't know, a CEO at some business for all that kind of stuff. They're probably thinking, we can't justify putting someone's health in jeopardy for this amount of money. It doesn't make any sense. It's too barbaric. So like you said, all of a sudden, where there's apparently, there's money to be made now, they can say, it's not barbaric anymore. Well, it didn't become less barbaric. It still was dangerous. But the trade-off risk to reward is now saying, well, it's got to subsidize it.
Yeah.
You know boxing, you know football. You know when people say that it's about the pure football people, right? It's about the love of the game. But the history of football, footballers didn't, the first generations of footballers, right? They weren't rich, they didn't have money, but they were playing. Yeah, and these days obviously it's completely different. But with boxers, so you know, like after like footballers retire, I say this. You know, after like footballers like retire, and they they come back. You know, they have these legends matches every like once. You've got soccer raid and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, they're playing for free, good cause, and then you see players from the past that, you know, oh, I had to see them again play. Obviously, not in their prime anymore, they've retired, but you get to see them play again here and there. They're playing for fun now, isn't it? Yeah, which is cool. But with boxing, they're saying that, no, I'm not boxing for nothing, because why am I putting my health in jeopardy for free? You have to pay me. You know what I mean? So it's like, unless I'm getting paid, yes, I know there's a few exhibition matches, but they're getting paid. What you choose to do with it after that is something else. But it's like, no one wants to do combat for free.
Yeah.
So you've got to pay me. You have to see it as, you have to be paying this person to be having the risk of broken jaws, punctured lungs, cracked ribs.
Damage,
your eyesight, bro. You may not see ever again. It's got to be worth the while.
Look at Bisping and all that. Many fighters have dangerous injuries and all that. Yeah, it's true. And they need to be paid handsomely as well, because it's like you said, like if you break down in Garnu's, I believe he got paid about $500,000. If you break that down, tax, that's half it. $250,000. Yeah. He's got to pay his training,
his team
and all that. He's got to pay the scars.
He's
probably for the money to enjoy himself. Yeah, he's probably left about with like just $100,000, or just under, which is still, you know, decent. But for a world class athlete like that, needs to get paid a lot more. But yeah, you're 100%.
You've got to imagine, bro. Apparently, this guy has got the highest. Apparently, this guy punches harder than Wilder.
He's the hardest hitting puncher on the planet.
On record, that's been measured. So apparently he can hit harder than Deontay Wilder, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, imagine a UFC fighter is getting punched by him, bro. If Ngannou's biggest paycheck was... By the way, you see this is the $500,000 paycheck. Was that his biggest paycheck in his whole career that he's had so far?
I'm not too sure.
Either way, it's a madness for the world. He's one of the best in his sport.
Yeah. But
that's like the equivalent of... A journeyman boxer getting paid.
Yeah.
Like someone, I remember seeing a fight. Like, do you remember when, I think it was in the early 2000s, yeah, Mike Tyson fought, I think it was Clifford. I think the guy went in jail, innit? He's in prison now, innit? But yeah. I think he got paid a certain amount of millions, and I think Clifford got paid something, but it's him or somebody else. They got paid around, I think I want to say, £250,000-£300,000 UK money. And then Mike Tyson, obviously being who he is, his name, his reputation, and who one of the best boxers in the history of the game, is getting paid multi-millions. So that's like the journeyman. So if Ngannou's getting paid £500,000, then what the hell are the people that are nowhere near his level getting paid in?
Yeah, 100%.
You're getting cracked ribs, dislocated shoulders, punctured eye sockets, wrist not even able to see again, you know. And then having potential health complications later on in life with, like, dementia, because you could get hit in the head and all them kind of things. So
what you're saying about entrepreneurship and all that, especially over across the Atlantic and America and all that. Yeah, I feel like we're starting to become like that now in the UK. We're jumping on that ladder now.
Bro, you know what? You say that, but at the same time, it really not, bro, because we...
No. We're still behind, yeah. Don't get it twisted, bro. I feel like we are starting to value that a lot more. And what I was going to say is, to elaborate on that point, is that people are becoming a bit more entrepreneurship, yeah? Whether it's the UK or America, yeah, it's happening, yeah? A lot of young people, a lot of younger generation. Now, they're going to be thinking of it from this aspect. Don't want to be a boxer, yeah? World-class boxer, get all these bruises, all these injuries, potentially get CTE and all that in the brain. Well, I could be more entrepreneurial and jump on the promotion side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah? And that, what I'll do over generations, when we just get less and less, like, top-level athletes, you know what I'm saying? Because I was even watching a podcast, even you introduced this podcast the other day, like, Chizzo Lifts in it, yeah? And
I watched it yesterday.
Dillian White's. I'm not for sure it's his actual brother.
Yeah, there's rumors on
his actual brother, yeah. But Dean White, whatever, his family friend, whatever, yeah. Basically, he's talking about, like, promoting and all that, being a manager and all that. I was thinking, like, a lot of young people these days, yeah, become more entrepreneurial and all that. Have you seen that new promotion as well, Boxer? In the UK, they teamed up with Sky. They got a contract with Sky. Yeah, they're the one that's doing the Amir Khan and Kell Brook fight. Yeah, it was a young guy. He was just hosting boxing fights, isn't it? But it was like a lit vibe, isn't it? Yeah, like the boxing fights, like, it's just entertainment, there's DJs and music playing. Sky have signed him up with a contract, with a deal and all that. So I'm just thinking, man, are the younger generation today, are they just going to stay away from the actual, like, the combat part of boxing and just be like, do you know what, let me do more business sides.
Do you know what it is? Yeah. So this is not even a boxing thing. This is translated to other things. So I'll talk about it. So with what you're saying, that's boxing, but even for things like music as well. Do you know what it is? If I'm being honest with you, do you know what it is? Yeah. The reason why that's happening is because it's like people. It's like they would jump in from one thing to another. So it's like sometimes they feel like, well, if I didn't make it as the athlete or the music star, because it's always about the thing. You've got to remember, bro, what's the most glamorous thing? It's the star. It's being the star. If you're like, but the thing is, so with the star normally comes with the money. Sometimes you can get stars, but they ain't got money. Yeah. But sometimes, but most cases, you get the star, and then there comes a lot of food to be eaten. So with them. So with the boxing, it's like, okay, you may not make it to the level of like an AJ, a Tyson Fury, or a Dillian White. I'm saying UK for UK people, innit? But like, if you can get the management, you can still be amongst the sport. And also, if you can make money, you ain't got to risk getting brain spleens, cracked ribs, and then risking later health later down the line in your life. And if you still be eating good, why do you think? You see Eddie Hearn, yeah? If we're thinking. Absolute mugs, bro. Eddie Hearn, yeah, always suited and booted. This guy, clean face, everything, haircut, bro. This guy ain't getting punched left, right, and center, bro. And he's making money, bro. He sits there as well and says, "Oh, I just make the money. I just bring boxes. You guys can punch lumps at each other, but I'll just come here and just I just earn my money in the background and just chat shit a bit here and there, you know, and make that stuff." And the same, same for the music industry. It's like, okay, cool. I don't got to be the person that's got to just be jumping up and down on stage and making people laugh. You know, I could just be in the background. I manage you. I have this person under me, and we'll eat together.
Yeah, and we're not trying to say that it's not like one's easy and one's hard. They're both hard. In different ways, innit?
But so it's just like there like, isn't like, another avenue into it.
Yeah, that managing the background stuff like that seems more hard on more of like a stressful point of view and. In the ring and all that's more from a physical point of view, do you know what I'm saying? I'm mental as well, isn't it? But do you know what I'm saying? It's true, man. Let's think about it. Because I was thinking, like, we just get on box, left, right, and center, daily, in the gym, sparring partners. Yeah? Like, there's no guarantee you're going to make it. That's with anything. That's with any walk of life, isn't it? Yeah? But also, you're going through the physical pain every single day, coughing up blood, you know, pissing blood and all that shit. Man, it's like, bruv, let me just learn the technicalities and all that and, you know, rub elbows with three people, a couple of promoters, and you know what I'm saying? And just get into the business of it. Because it's like, you know, back in the day, yeah, it looked at, like, with promoters and all that, like, they're shady, obviously you got the donkeys and all that.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Because you know why? Because as far as they're concerned, you know, the public are concerned, you're profiting ridiculously out of people's misfortunes and misery.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, yeah, for the boxers, yeah, okay, don't get me wrong. I think they generally love doing the sport, a lot of them. But for the family, bro, you know how peak it is for the families, bro? Seeing that your dad or your son or your brother or so-and-so is getting punched up. I remember the document. I remember with Frank Bruno, yeah? Like, there's a documentary. And then his daughter, she's a big woman now. But at the time, back in the day, like, in, I think the 90s or something, she was crying, innit? Because she said, I don't know if you saw that, because I don't want you to go, innit?
Rachel,
because he was gonna fight, bro. He's fighting Iron Mike Tyson, yeah. He's one of the most ferocious boxers ever, yeah. So he's thinking, she's seeing that my dad's going to fight Mike Tyson. Basically, she's thinking as my dad's gonna get punched up. So it's traumatizing psychologically for the family to know that their loved one is going there and could seriously get hurt, if not worst case scenario, which doesn't happen often, by the way, but it has happened, guys.
Yeah, of course, yeah, 100%. It's a brutal sport, man. It's like, I'm even thinking of joining like a boxing gym at the moment, just like more box fitting and more just to keep fit and active.
But
boxers, man, a lot of them, like 90% of boxers, man, it's a working class sport, man. It's poverty, man. If you look at like people like Tyson, man, for what they had to go through in, I think Tyson, where are you from? Are you from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Some one of the five boroughs of New York, fam, and you could tell like his upbringing was just hard, fam.
Yeah.
Hard. Man, hard. Well, a lot of these are even Dillian White, man. I think he came from Jamaica, didn't speak a word of English, like just on the street and all that. obviously, like Tyson Fury is a gypsy, obviously, man. They get a lot of like prejudice and discrimination, etc., stuff like that, man. Like,
okay, well, America.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder, I think his firstborn had like a health complication when she was born or something. He was working in our restaurants and all that. Like, no boxers, like, you know, you got Conor Benn in it, obviously, his dad, Nigel Benn, former boxer back in the day, yeah. But I love Conor Benn, man. I respect Conor Benn, man. He's become one of the next top boxers right now, man. Yeah, because he trains. That's what I'm saying, man. It's all about marketing and branding. Yeah. So I look at Chris Eubank Jr.
Yeah.
You look at this guy, yeah. You know, no homo. You know, good to look, easy on the eye, good looking bloke, innit? Yeah. His body's mad, got, you know, leaned out, abs, muscles, and all that. The son of Chris Eubank. Yeah, you got it all. You're on a platform now. All you got to do now is just play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man's like 32, 33 now. Who's he fought in his career, really? Billy Joe Saunders, lost. George Groves, like, won that. No, he didn't win that. No, he lost that. He lost against George Groves. I was thinking about the other guy. You know, the other light skinned guy.
The thing is, though, like, the thing I do respect about, do you know what? To be fair, though, you know what I do respect about those people you mentioned, Chris Eubank's son and Michael Ben's son, is, well, bro, if you're being honest, if the pure motivation to get into it is, oh, I'll make it, I make money.
James the girl, sorry.
If the pure motivation was like, oh, I'll get into this sport because there's money to be made, yeah, which is no guarantee, yeah, I'll say that if anything, they could argue that their cases were legit because, bro, he had money from his dad. His dad was a big time boxer.
Yeah,
Chris Eubank, the father of the, yeah, he had money anyway from his day. So as a kid, remember, he's from Brighton, so he's probably growing up in around the South Coast Brighton area. His dad really had money anyway. He could provide for him, so he didn't need to necessarily go into boxing to get money. And
risk
he could really want to do it, bro, because at the end of the day, there's no guarantee that you're going to make it at the highest level because your dad is, because you still have to be good enough. You still got to get your chance as well. And you still have to do the gruesome training every day. So he probably, yes, there's money to be made also from his son, but it's no guarantee. And you still have to put in the hard work.
Yeah. But as like I said, it's branding and marketing as well. Look at Chris, Conor Benn. Grinding behind the scenes, but he's actually documenting as well. He goes on YouTube channel, I'll subscribe to you, and you just see the daily graph, like, he puts in, man. And that, man, with him, man, sky's the limit, man. I can't wait to see his next few fights, man, because I think he's going to be, like, the next big thing, man. I'm really doing it, man. Might be capping in it, man, but that's what I think, you know. But, yeah, no, I respect him because, obviously, he didn't have to choose that pathway, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Because a lot of people, it's like with football as well. Honestly, some of them just, do you know what? I think some of them just start off, yeah, they get into it because their dad is in there and it's just like a play-around thing. And then it's like, when you're going to see it, they're like, actually, this thing's just a bit long, isn't it, man? I don't need the money.
I was saying this the other day, man, with these like footballers, man. I feel like with parents today, if your kid's like 8, 9, 10, 11 now, I think it's like, not all parents, I'm not generalising, but some parents today, it's just like, yeah, this is the, you know, have you heard of the thing, Project Mbappe and all that? It's man, son into academy and all that. Like, I'm set up an Instagram account for him and all that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, it's like you take away like the purity of the sport, man. It becomes like it's just some money, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how much can we make? When he turns 18, 19, we're going to negotiate the club. We want this X amount, that and all that. But he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah,
he's just about broken to the first team. He hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's too much money in certain areas of sport where it shouldn't be. Yeah, and there's not enough where it should be.
Yeah, so it's like you've got different compartments. You've got a business side. Look at football, bro. Do you see football, bro? Innit, like, we say there's no money in football, bro. There is money. Bro, they say there's no money in sport. There is money in sport. The problem is, the money's just not for you.
Yeah.
The money's just not... The food isn't just... The cake was just not for you. You weren't supposed to have the cake. It's only for certain people to have. So, for football, the money, you know, when the club say that they're broke, yeah, or they ain't got a lot of money, sometimes it sounds ridiculous, yeah. They do have money, but sometimes they don't, as much as people think, because the money is only dedicated to for certain people to eat. So for football, like, I'll give you an example, AFC Bournemouth, they are a club that has not got a lot of money. That's true. In the grand scheme of things, of course they do, but that's not an excuse. But you know, like, for example, like, the money goes to the players, the coach. Yeah. That's the play. That's the actual football side of it, because you need, end of the day, football's, after the footballers that people look at, the next person they're going to look at is the coach. No one really cares about, these people, by the way, they're important, but no one cares and says, oh, but I am the physio. No one cares about that. We care about the footballer, because they're the stars, they're the one who kicked the ball. And if anything, if it's not the players, the coach, especially more coaches are becoming a bit more stars these days, like your Pep Guardiola's, they're becoming stars in their own right, these, you know, they don't play, yeah. And now, yeah. And then obviously, go away from that, the business side is now like, oh, the CEOs, the directors, obviously the owner owns the club, chairman, CEO, board of directors, that's the business side. So the money, the big cake, slices of cakes are all for them. So anyone else working alongside that now, in other departments, you're only going to get paid, you're only going to get paid like, your average Joe on the street that's pretty, well, I don't know, working somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Yeah? Somewhere in retail, somewhere. Something like, do you know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah, no, I don't mean, yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? When you say that there's no money, it's not spread across. It's not spread across evenly around different departments. It's only for certain people to have. So, yeah. But they feel like they have to, because you have to play these people, the stuff. Because at the end of the day, sport is entertainment. You see, sport is entertainment, bro. Like, it's pleasure. It's like, that's what people want to see. It's pleasure. So you have to pay the people that are doing, that are in the sport, performing for people's eyes to be happy about in their life. So you have to pay them. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody that's in it. I remember when I worked at Fulham in my placement year at Fulham. People thought, oh, you're gonna be bullying, bro. I don't bullying, bro. I was working for free like a donkey.
Yeah, bro,
it's not for me. It's not, the money's not for me, bro. The money is going to be for the Fulham players that I saw almost every day, the first team, the academy players, and then you see the people in the suits. I remember me and my friend, we were going to the same place. Yeah, he, imagine this, we actually caught the CEO on foot on the road.
Mm.
The road, we caught him on the pavement, just walking, like, no security. And I think he just gets like a train. The station is Motspur Park Station. You know Motspur Park?
Yeah.
That's literally the station. He probably lives somewhere in Flipping. I'm gonna be, he probably lives somewhere in Billionaires Row somewhere. I saw the CEO just walking on the street. Can't remember his name, but I know what he looks like. Bro, it's crazy. The money's for him. Everybody else now that's involved, there's no cake for you, unfortunately. There's no food. And if you do, it's gonna be crumbs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, Shark Tale above, there's this. There's Wopu, and then there's
and
you.
And then there's
you. You know what I mean? Even that's more important than you. So, like, you know what I mean? Even the shit is more important than you. So, like, there's nothing for you here, bro. I'm being honest, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we're boxing. So, we're box back to boxing. So, it's like, yes. Yeah, so, bro, you're right. It's, you have to create your own, like, avenue. But it depends on what you want. Some people's motivation is the money, but also the status. So, if your status, if you care about, if you think about it, bro, if you've got the money, bro, You don't care about the status, and you don't need to do anything to it because the money is there for you. But if you care about the status and the money, you get the money, you're going to be upset because there's no eyes, no one cares about you from a social perspective because no one's cheering your name. You're just a boring person. Yes, you make money, it's good, but you want to be known for something. That's why why do you think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people create, jump on the thing. I think we spoke about this the other day, but let's go back to it, yeah? Now we're doing the show. You know, someone says, like, oh, I want to be a footballer. Then all of a sudden it's music. And then it's like, oh, I'll start a podcast. Podcast is like, you said, the podcast is like the new music these days. Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
I was to get a mic and do the podcast. And some people don't even want to do it. It's just, you just want to be known for something, bro. You just want to be known for something. It's not like you want to do it. You just want to be known for something.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the case for us, isn't it? But
No. I'm saying, no, I know that. Yeah. I know that. I'm saying, but other people, yeah. What I'm trying to say is, though, They're not. They're going from one industry to another industry to another industry to another industry. And what they're going for...
When's it going
to
bang?
It's not just about where it's going to bang. They want it to bang in two places, from a financial aspect and also from a status aspect.
Yeah.
So in boxing, if you don't make it... The reason why I'm saying all this stuff is because I say this. In boxing, if you was doing it and you don't make it as a pro, but you generally love the sport and can be involved, it'd be good for you to do, for example, try and create up your own management thing going on, and you can be amongst you're still in the sport, but yes, you're not going to be the athlete, and there's still an opportunity for you to be made. But if you tell that to other people that are in other industries trying to do the same thing, they don't care anymore, because it's like, I didn't make it a football, it's going to be a star. Music, no one really cares about the management people, they care about the rappers or the singers. So you're going to be that. That's not a bang. Next thing, I don't know what the next thing is, but it's like they want both. You want the status and the finance.
True, mate.
Meaning the intentions are pure.
Yeah, it's true. Because even these days, you are getting like, see, like Eddie Hearn's always in front of the cameras and
yeah.
Got their opinions. I like the fact that he's in front of cameras on that, because it's like you get to see who he is as a character. And like,
yeah,
I'm sure. Shady promoter, man, just leeching off the fighters and all that. It's like, no, do you know what? He seems like a calm guy. He's very like Marmite. So like you love Eddie Hearn or you just can't stand him in it. Yeah,
even you got in
like in the music industry, so you got like the hot music producers and all that. And all, but yeah, man, it's true what you're saying, man, about status and all that.
Yeah, it is. It is, though, bro. It has to be something along that, because if you don't become the artist, or even if you are the artist but you didn't bang how you wanted to, sometimes you might be like, you know what, I can still be involved in the industry, but I could create my own avenue that no one really thinks about too much, or only very, very few people are actually involved in. And also it could be limited opportunity, because I'll say this, because I watched a podcast, the same one that I read, the Chizzo Lifts as well. Like, you know, Dean White, so obviously he's saying that, for example, and it's true, bro, I'm not going to lie, his event, the way he describes it, it sounds like a vibe. Man said that they pull out the fried fish, that rice and peas, all that stuff. You come to his event, so you get the promotions, and you get subsidized with all this good food. Bro, that is different, bro. What other promoters are doing that from, especially from, you don't necessarily see people, the dumb opportunity from the management, the decision makers, they're only for certain type of people, man. Be honest. So he has to create his own thing, bro.
It's good though. It's just like, you're seeing today, like the man behind the scenes is not so much behind the man behind the scenes anymore.
They're
starting to show. It's their chance.
Yeah, but they're now creating. They're now making it relevant enough, bro.
Look at the football agent saying like Mino Raiola, man, always on the news.
Yeah,
like everyone knows Mino Raiola's clients.
Yeah.
Zlatan and all that. He's a football agent. Yeah?
Yeah,
you couldn't tell me who's Giggs, Ryan Giggs' client, but agent back in the day, or do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. It's like that. So Dean White's creating his management side. He's getting that up and coming box. He says he's coming from Croydon area, this area. There's a girl that he looks after. I think she's into the boxing. She's looking after her, all that kind of stuff. And his face is out there. Yes, his brother. He will say whether or not it's right or wrong. But Dion White, I don't know. I don't know if he's his brother or not. But just saying that he's not actually brother. But whatever, it don't matter. He's associated with Dion White. Yeah, he's saying obviously he's going to be. It does help that his brother is the athlete doing the stuff. But he's creating his own avenue, because there's money to be made for himself as well now, because he's creating this whole thing, the opportunity. Because if you're honest, the opportunities with entertainment, and this is where it's so different than the same. Sport and music are both under entertainment industry, and one sport and one's art. And if you notice that the people that are, if we're being real with it, the people that are like of ethnic minority or black, basically be honest, like mostly black, you're always. When you've made it, you're always like the star, but you're never allowed to be someone that's in like the management side or making the decisions, important executive decisions or things.
Yeah.
So it's like if you make it as a star, you don't. Well, with someone that's non-white, like someone that's white Caucasian, it's either you can be the star, and if you're not the star, you're still allowed another avenue to be on the management side, creating your own the business side of things. You can still have a route there, and even that, even that can be still selective. It could be a classism things. It could be classes as well. So I'm not saying that the opportunity is also always there for them. So it's up to other people that if you really want to be involved in it, you can dip in and around the industry to still be a part of it in a different way. But if I'm being honest with you, that's not going to appeal enough to some people because they want both the money and the status to go with it. They don't just want the money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? The stars will always have both. And honestly, a lot of them...
Well, it is like status and clout. It's the new currency, do you know what I'm saying? That's what people say. Like,
but you got some people with status but with no money, though.
No, but it's like a form of currency, though, man. It's like, if I can get this clout, I can, you know what I'm saying? It will bring actual, you know, currency, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Like, we're boxing, though. Like, bro, I'm not going to lie to you, man. They say the idea of boxing at the end of the day is to hit but not get hit, innit? So you can't be taking right hooks to your temple. Man. That's dangerous, man. Especially from hard hitting punches like Deontay Wilder, Francis Ngannou. I know he's in UFC, but he wants to get into boxing apparently, and people like that. It's ridiculous. You can't be getting hit by these people. That's at heavyweight level anyway, bro. Where the knockouts are known, but you can't be even. But even that, forget that. Even that, like middleweight, bro. Being hit is dangerous, man. So you can't. It's actually a madness, bro. For us,
it's actually a dangerous sport, man.
For us as consumers, it's entertainment to watch. But you got to remember, these are people's families, man.
100%, yeah.
Like it's not. If their family is of one of the biggest stars that earn a lot of money out of this game, yeah. Yes, they're going to be comfortable, very, very comfortable. They're going to live a very, very good life from a pure income level. But if their loved one ends up getting killed, they're not going to be happy mentally anymore.
Mm.
Because they've made money off the back of being the relative.
Like, you know what every boxer, like up-and-coming boxer or whatever, like, do you know what your ideal, you know what you love, like your ideal career is to follow the path of like Floyd Mayweather, to hit and not get hit?
No.
And even the money side from Floyd Mayweather, like while he was active in boxing and after boxing, that is like, I want that. That's the pathway for me. Yeah,
100%.
But you're seeing these days, like I do believe that these, you know, like a lot of boxers that like their prime was in like the 80s and early 90s and all that. See, if you look at them now, man, not all of them, but some of them, you know, the speech is slurred.
Yeah.
You can see they're not all the way there. So
it's long-term damage. And, it's the late damage.
And the money back then compared to today, man. Crazy difference. Yeah? And they were taking a lot more punch back then for way less cash. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, the money in boxing was there.
No, the money was there, but the money's there now. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you've always had endorsements and sponsorships and all that, man. But the money now is a lot more.
Because AJ's gets... Because, you know, let's go back to actual boxing for a bit. Yeah, you know, when they're saying that there's talk that AJ might be stepping aside.
A lot of people up on game now, yeah, when it comes to deals and all that, man. A lot of these boxers back in the day, man. These promoters, these managers, pluck them out the hood at these gyms and all that. These men don't know nothing about contracts and all that, man. These men getting stiff, bro. These men made peanuts back in the day, bro. Unless she was on... Even Tyson was getting stiff, bro. By Don King and all that.
No, the things, though, he made a lot of... I'm hearing that he made like over $300 million. So he made a lot of money. He was rich. But he was influenced by someone that was no good, though. So that wants to take advantage of him. So it's not because he didn't make a lot of money. He was one of the richest athletes in the world. Yeah, so he had big money. And even when he started in the 80s, yeah, so he had a long career up to 2005. So he lost the money because someone took advantage of his...
How much the promoters and whatever getting paid, bro? Probably way, way more than him, bro. The people that cut the checks, like to us, yeah, these boxers get paid a lot, fam. What were people that actually cut the checks? You know what I'm saying? They're putting in the working behind the scenes, yeah, but they're not taking the full.
And also, females, you know what? For females, let's talk about females, because females also, they're part of the sport as well. They don't get paid, man. They don't get paid. They don't get paid jack. They don't get paid jack, man. It's amazing. The same. They don't get paid jack.
Yeah, no, but it's the same of...
And it's still dangerous for them.
Same for the women's Premier League. Because, you know, people use this, people say this, yeah. And you got to understand, like, there's not enough eyes on women's sports in general, whether it's football, whether it's combat sport or whatever, man. There's not enough eyes on it yet. So what they need to generate the revenue and all that. That's because it's not their fault. It's
all right, you got to be careful, man. People are looking to cancel you for saying... No. Bro, I'm joking. No, I'll say to you, I'll back you up on it. It's true. People need to understand this. It's not about because they're not talented. I've seen some very talented boxers and female as well, and I want it to grow. The problem, the reason why...
It's still fresh. It's still
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this on camera, yeah? So I'm going to say this. I'm being real, yeah? The reason why we can't justify paying, like you said, the female football is the same as the men is because, unfortunately... Do you know why the men get paid? I said this before. Men didn't used to get paid a lot of money when it first started. It's because the coverage and the marketing side was nowhere near what it is now. So the eyes weren't there. So the reason, bro, a lot of footballers get paid. The reason why they get paid the money, there's only so much amount of talent you can possess at one thing, bro. So as good as Messi is, yeah, if Messi was Messi in like the 1940s or 50s, do you think he'd be getting paid what he's getting? No, of course he wouldn't be getting was nothing. It's because the marketing and the coverage and the eyes from sponsorship, like people that want to see demand, says, well, you're bringing us so much money in as a reward, we can give you so much back and still be very, very profitable at the same time.
Exactly. Who's the best female footballer? I couldn't even tell you.
It's a Brazilian. I can't say her name.
She's retired. I think I know what you're talking about. She's old now. I'm talking now. Yeah, she's sick. But I'm talking now. In that time. You got what's her name?
American.
Got the dyed hair.
American. Yeah. She's good.
Yeah.
She's.
You know? Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't. Most of society couldn't even name you them. Even people that don't know football can name you.
Bro, I think
know football can name you Messi, Ronaldo.
You know,
Alex, it's so fresh.
You know, Alex Scott. I think she gets paid more for media stuff than she did as a player.
Cool. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think she does because you know she's doing all this like she's on BBC and all that stuff. She probably gets paid more to fund it than she did when she was playing for Arsenal because you retired when you're like.
You just need to wait. You just need to wait for the sport will grow. They will grow, man. Because even
I'll tell you why. And people don't want to hear this, yeah? I'm going to say this. I know people are going to get upset. The reason why she gets paid more, yeah, now in television, than she did as a player, is because a lot of people will tune in and put, I'm just being honest, man, she's a very, very attractive lady. People see, oh, I'm going to view you. I wanted to see your opinions. And also, you're very easy on the eye. So you look good on camera. I want to hear what you have to say. It draws in more views. So as a result, the television is saying, because you're bringing in so much attention here, we can afford you to give you a bigger slice of the cake and still be well off ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I mean, you're right, yeah.
True. I know she gets paid more. I know it's not just that. But I know she gets one of the reasons. Yeah.
Obviously, she's a good presenter as well, not taking credit away from that. Yeah, what you're saying, 100% facts.
She's good, She's very good pundit. She's better than a lot of other people that are on there. What I'm saying is these are the reasons why. It's about the marketing. Unfortunately, if the marketing is not there, bro, marketing is just money, bro. That's what marketing is, money. Marketing is money. Look at age actually Joshua, bro. Like, these endorsement and deals, they talk of him. People say, oh, he's just a businessman nowadays. The old Anthony Joshua will beat the current Anthony Joshua. That may be true. Do you know what? I think that might be true, though. Yeah, to an extent, yeah, but not because he doesn't like what some people think. Oh, well, he's made a lot of this money now. If he steps aside for USIC and then listen, then it's like step aside money, there's marketing, there's all this stuff. It's like, do you know what I don't know, bro. Yeah. Like,
what do you think of that? We'll touch on that quickly anyway.
I forgot
did you see recently that it broke that AJ's accepted 15 million or something step aside money
for you to
like, it was like big, like, you know, like big tabloids and media outlets were like saying that like, yeah, it's pretty much confirmed. And obviously, he came out and said, yeah, don't believe that BS and all that.
So it's been confirmed by these media outlets that he's going to take £15 million to fight Usyk, for Usyk to fight Fury instead.
Correct, yeah.
And obviously, he kind of said that's not true.
Yeah. So, also, we know that's not true now because Fury's going to fight Dillian White.
Yeah.
WBC titles on the line. And it's looking like Usyk and AJ rematch will be scheduled for May. But yeah. because obviously there was that video, I'm not sure if you saw it, it came out a couple months back with Coogan interviewing AJ on IFL TV, I think it was out in Dubai. And AJ was in a car and he was just talking and he was just like, I think Coogan's like, gave him like a scenario. So what would happen? And AJ was just like, he was just tiptoeing around his answers and he was just like, I'm a businessman, but I'm a warrior and I'm this and I'm that. So if it comes down to it, it makes sense. But at the end of the day, he was just like, bro, what are you trying to say?
Just say that you were saying a lot without actually saying anything.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. One of them ones. Like, what are you saying, bro? Like, you're confusing everyone, isn't it? So everyone took from that. I was like, do you know what, man? I don't think he wants it. Obviously, like I said, it came out earlier this week that that's incorrect about him accepting the step aside money. But I want to see the rematch.
What's your stance? What's your opinion on step aside money in general, dude? That's the thing, that as an athlete, I don't like the idea of it. Yeah, from a financial point of view, it makes sense, but I don't like the idea of step aside money because, like, if I lost the belts, I would be the person that's taking it back off you, not because someone else did it for me.
But all right, let's look into perspective and AJ's situation.
I'm not going to say that. General, dude, what's your opinion on step aside?
Yeah, money? I know. The reason I'm just going to look at this in isolation because I've already seen it when it comes to AJ, this whole step aside stuff and all that. When he lost the belts the first time against Ruiz, everyone was pretty much confident and saying, yeah, he's going to win them back. Because you could see that on that night, that wasn't him, yeah? It just looked like a fluke win for Ruiz, yeah? And then he came back and won it. Now people are saying, you know what, man? I think Usyk's actually got your number, bro. You might need to take that step aside money because wasn't just like, bro, he schooled you for like 12 rounds. He schooled you, man. Wasn't like, I don't think he got knocked down that fight, but he peppered you, bro. He took you to deep waters and peppered you and you look clueless in there. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, people are saying, do you know what, man? You might have to say stuff that might make sense. So, back to your original question, it all depends on the actual situation and the fight. Now, a fight of AJ's magnitude and stature, yeah? I can't lie, big man, fam. You got to take that rematch. Even in your heart of hearts, even if you don't believe you've got to win, fam, you have to, man, because you've done so much in your resume. You've said so much. He's a brand, you know?
Yeah, he's a brand. He's a brand.
Everywhere he goes, like, he's loved in the Middle East. He's loved in Europe and all that. Probably, they know about him, obviously, across the Atlantic and America and all that. But he's a global star, fam. He's one of, like, probably the top 10 most famous athletes across all sports, yeah? You can't be taking a step aside money, man. If you're taking a step aside money now, you might as well call it quits and do the whole business thing, entrepreneurship thing. Do you know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion, then.
You think that if he says like money now, he may as well call it quits on his boxing career.
Might as well. You might as well be just like taking, all right, you have your next fight, and see if you lose that, step aside after that.
It's just gonna become more
business moves, right? If it's gonna become more business moves, might as well just step away from combat sports and do the whole I think he's really managing fights behind the scenes anyway, like Pawatsi and all that. Just do that full time.
Has he got his management? He's in the management side now, himself.
Yeah, he's been doing that for time now anyway, yeah. But I'm saying you might as well just do that full time now. Just come out of combat sports, come out of like actual, you know, getting in the ring and all that, just do stuff behind the ring.
Do you think if he steps aside Usyk, that him and Fury will never fight?
Probably. But I would say Fury, it's probably the best time to fight Fury now, man. Because he's going to be, 34 by the end of this year. Or I think that by August, I think his birthday's in August. He's going to be 34 in August. He's not the most athletically blessed, you know, boxer, athlete, whatever, fam. Yeah, he's physically, he's going to start to, like, fatigue soon.
Yeah. Oh, but then, bro, but that would be the that would be like, do you know what that would be like again? That would be like in 2002, 20 years ago, where they say, oh, Mike Tyson, let's do it. He didn't fight him in his prime.
Yeah, but I'm saying no, but I'm just saying from AJ's advantage.
I know.
In terms of just physical prowess and just athleticism, obviously AJ's got him on that front, innit, yeah? Not in all aspects because, you know, Fury's got amazing stamina, yeah? But the older he gets, man, his body's not, your body can only last so long.
But then,
yeah?
See, the thing is, though, if this is like a Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson thing where Mike Tyson's not in his physical, he used to be, and all that kind of stuff. And then, bro, as fans, we've been mugged off again. We've been ripped off again. We've been ripped off with the biggest British fight in history, bro.
Yeah. Because you see, Fury, man, AJ is a gym rat, bro. Yeah, AJ, he's gonna be in the gym regardless, whether he's in and out of camp.
Whether he's training or not, yeah.
Fury can't wait to end training and fight so he can, you know, drink all beer and
have some burgers. Enjoy life.
Do you get what I'm saying? Enjoy life, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you wanna fight him. Like he's still, I'll say, yeah, Fury's probably still at his peak physically and as a boxer overall, yeah. But you probably wanna catch him in the next 2 years or so. Towards the end of his peak. Yeah, but that's...
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm being honest with you. You see, if I'm actually generally scared. Bro, I don't know why, bro. I'm actually generally scared that if you seek to fight AJ again, that AJ might... I could actually lose again.
Oh, it's not even a 50-50. Like, Usyk's the favourite. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want AJ to win.
Yeah.
I think he can win. But he needs to dead the whole.
Yeah, just rock up the man.
It's
going to be like a pub thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
a pub.
You might need to because he's looked lean for his past two fights. You might need to just put on the muscle back again and just bang man out.
Bro. Yeah, because we bang him, bro. The weight,
just bang him out. Just bang him out early on, bro. Yeah, you might gas out.
But Usyk,
your chances are free. Because Usyk's not a natural heavyweight. He's a pumped up cruiserweight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you know
what? That's what makes me laugh, man.
You're a pumped up cruiserweight. Just bang him out in the early rounds, bro. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is,
make him feel you're in with AJ, 6'6", big man like AJ, with the right hand and all that. Fucking body of Adonis, yeah. You need to, like, when you fought him in the first fight, I didn't feel like man was putting in that pressure on him, man. Do you know what I'm saying? So AJ, he's not technically the best boxer, yeah, but he's not technically flawed. He's not like a Wilder. Yeah.
The thing is he has got technical ability, man.
AJ's got flaws and all that tech, but he's not technically like overall flawed, fam. You can't say AJ can't jab. Can't say AJ can't box on the back foot. He showed it against Ruiz and all that, yeah? He's just not as skilled and slick as like a Usyk fan. But okay, cool. You got your basic fundamentals, though. In terms of power and all that and physicality, man, you need to bring it to him, show it to him.
Yeah, for power, bro. Usyk can't match him for power. From a punches chance point of view. No, but I hear that Usyk's been knocking out people bigger people than him, though. But the thing is, though, Dean White said that on that show, though, also that there's not much difference between cruiserweight and heavyweight. Do you agree? I think that's actually there is.
Yeah. What is it? 190, 190 pounds? I don't understand.
Holyfield is not a natural heavyweight either.
Yeah, it's true. You got David.
And Holyfield had a long career as a heavyweight, even though he wasn't actually naturally a heavyweight. And Holyfield's 6'2". Do you know what I'm trying to say? So it's like the height, and it's like Mike Tyson's like 5'10", maybe 10.5", maybe 11 at max. Yeah, so he's under 6 foot, and he's a natural heavyweight. And then you got Holyfield that's 6'2", and hey, that's 6'3". That's not even a natural heavyweight. It don't make no sense.
Mm, yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a bit crazy. So if AJ does catch one on Usyk, I don't think that Usyk can't absorb any power. He probably can, but actually, no. Do you know what? Looking at it, no, because there's people at his height that are a bit more, have more weight to them at the same height as Usyk. That could probably absorb a bit more power from a punch from AJ than he can. So if Usyk, but the thing with Usyk, he's not going to be easy to hit if you can't hit him, he's slick. He's very, you know, nimble. He's silky. He's like, he's like a David Silva or boxing.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, actually.
You're gonna say, so
he's very, 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 very slick. Very and slick. It's true. Like, you don't even need to be the most powerful punch, fam. The punch connects. It connects. Look at Povetkin and White, bro.
White was out. That was cold, bro.
That was just like, no, it had power behind it, but yeah. That was just pure placement, bro. He just hit the right
accuracy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't look at Povetkin as like a knockout artist, innit?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? He just hit him clean. It's because, you know what? It's like they say, it's the punches you don't see.
That hurt more, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I hurt more than the ones you do see, yeah.
And you know, Dana White, he can take a punch in it.
Yeah, he even said that I didn't see it. I didn't see the punch.
Yeah, I didn't see it. And then, you know, head bounce off the canvas, man.
Bro, when he was out, bro, the way he was out on the camera showed it, it looked like he was out cold. Because you know what is? I remember it was during the pandemic where there was no one in the, there's no crowd. And then the lights were just blacked out, and you see the guy
getting knocked out like by Povetkin in Eddie Hearn's garden backyard.
Yeah, the lights were just blacked out, bro. Like the street light blinking, bro. That looked like he was out cold.
Quiet, it was quiet, and you heard the thud. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
That's why he was like raw. That was actually mad, bro. He said,
yeah. Like, what? And he came back banged up. Povetkin. But that's what I'm saying. He came back in the rematch. And what's doing? What I'm just gonna bang. I'm gonna bang you up. I'm going to bang you up.
Yeah.
And I was saying, obviously Povetkin and Usyk are two different fighters, isn't it? Yeah. But I think ages needs to go that mindset. Just
you see Dylan White. I could never see him stepping aside. He likes to fight, bro. You'll fight. You don't care.
Yeah, that guy, man. He's just.
I don't think Dylan White stepping aside money goes in the same sentence. So he would. Yeah. I don't think someone like him says, "I'm stepping aside." He ain't doing that. He wants to fight.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for this fight, but what we say now, we're watching that pay-per-view, man. That's a pay-per-view, man. That's how you're gonna be.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. As soon as it's announced, like date and venue, man.
Do you think
that I might actually want to go to? But I actually might want to actually see it live.
Yeah, if it's possible, yeah.
If it's possible.
But bro, Clay's only got announced now, and it's the end of January, and it's the February in 2 days' time. Do you think they're gonna be like October, November, like late in the year or some stupidness like that?
No, man. It will be like
June, innit?
It might be
July.
I'll say that May. I think May. Probably even April.
Yeah, it's my birthday in April, so that'll be a sick month if it happens in April.
But let's hope we see it soon, man. But you know what, man? We'll wrap up there. Good pod today, man. Good pod.
Yes, guys. It was a good show today. Right, guys, just before we go, I forget to say this. Like, subscribe if you haven't. Share it with people. And show it love. And we'll see you next time during the week. Give you another show. And guys, thank you so much for listening, boys and girls. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Peace out.